Können Sie sitzen?
Nein. A Piri hat da mit Rabarn.
Oh, I see, yes, very good.
Yes, a segi board.
Oh, yes, goodness, that's very advanced, that is. That's flags, isn't it?
Yeah,
irises.
Yes.
No, I've only ever been able to make them make a noise. That's, I've never got as far as a boat.
This is a water pistol, more or less. This is spoot grass. What is it? Cow parsnip. Anyway, the stem grows in the hollow centre.
Oh, yes.
Cow parsley.
Yeah, I know the stuff you mean. Parsley. And so how does that work then? You take a piece of cow parsley stem.
Ah, you're doing the knot. Well, the knot there, the blend end, and you put over a nail through it or something. And a stick with a bit of cloth and then makes a plunger. And you get access to water and annoy everybody.
Oh, I see. So just you fill it up and then you push the plunger and out it comes.
That's right.
Excellent. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, and your boat's for sailing there.
Aye. And that's the remains of a hen. That's to spring. A bit of string through that, wind it up by a stick, and a bit of cobbler's rose it. Blue tack, just a certain extent, yeah. Put it there, and of course, after a bit, it springs into that jumping toy for a bear.
Goodness, that's a wee hint of the Gothic there, I think, with that. But yes, and what's this board now? Checkerboard.
Checkerboard.
So folk, well, that's beautiful, actually. Is somebody, what's that done with art? Poker work? Or?
Well, no, it should have been somebody carved.
Carved, oh, I see, right. I'm going to take the specs off and look at it, right, indeed.
But yeah. Then, things they did with the lead for the tea bags.
Well, yes, the schoolboys would make handguns out of lead. And the people, no.
Now, how would you want a pen or a?
No, pencil, I prefer a pencil, let me get one here. It's easier to.
So, a lot of initiative and nothing wasted, clearly. All sorts of things doing.
The schoolboys, well, lead at that time, tea came in lead lined bags. So, if you gather enough bags, you hit lead. Then you got a stick about the size of a broom handle, more or less. And you. Oh, dearie, me head shark. And you carved it like that. Is that understandable?
Yes, that is, yes.
Then you took about a heavy broom paper and wrapped round the whole thing. Which meant you had a. And you poured your lead in here, and you had a hollow tube then.
All right, I see.
Arranged the handle, and well, gunpowder was more or less a cottage industry in a sense, and you would get gunpowder, but anyway. You'd have your gun and a handle of some kind there tied onto. And packing the charge and what, three chingly stones or something like that. I have made one in my time, but anyway, that's how schoolboys would play with that.
Goodness, was it not a bit dangerous?
Well, I never heard anybody being killed or really seriously injured. But I managed to find a teapot still with lead line. But, oh yes, and my father-in-law had a ring and a star tattooed on his hand, done with Indian ink and a pin and spit, and a tattooed.
Oh, dearie me.
Well, I mean to say.
But did that happen at the school, like?
Well, it happened at school.
Oh, dear.
But time I see the star. Bend an Indian ink.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Well, I've never heard anybody being killed by the process, but it's happened, yeah.
And so, I suppose sailors would have quite a lot of tattoos and things.
Maybe. Oh, yes, the it was not unknown for a boy to leave school and go to sea for a spell and then come back to school to learn enough mathematics to learn navigation. And again, caught my father-in-law, he's the prettiest boy in the school when one man came. and a tattoo, and he said you could just see that he had a full rig ship tattooed on his chest, and you could just see the tip of the main mast at his throat.
Goodness me.
Yeah. Of course, the story, well, maybe it happened since then, I don't know, but the boy had been sent out to take some water for the whale that was near the road, and he was there. A cart went by, and the man said, oh, do you come to Kirkwall with me, boy? Oh, he wouldn't mind, so he got to Kirkwall. And there, he wandered to the pier, and somebody there he knew on a boat, he come to Edinburgh, where's by? So he went to Edinburgh, never mind, he went to Edinburgh. And Edinburgh, the story goes that there, again, on the pier, somebody he knew on a boat, he come to Australia, where's? I wouldn't have mind, and he did. So, he ended up in Australia.
But wasn't the story where he wended his way home again and came back in the house and his mother said, where have you been? Oot!
Well, I think that's a very good story, you know, just the off you go and then come back, no commentary, no statement, nothing, yeah.